Hola amigos, mi nombre es Fabi Colmenares y soy la pastora de misiones aquí en B4. Hey everyone, my name is Fabi Colmenares and I'm the missions pastor here at B4. I want to welcome you to the weekly liturgy. Liturgy is simply a structured approach to worship, prayer, scripture reading, and reflection. We hope the next few minutes provide you a chance to enter into God's presence and experience His love and grace wherever you are. As we enter into this time with God, let's take a moment to remember the love and attention that God gives to each and every one of us. Close your eyes, if you can, and imagine what the Earth looks like from space. It's a huge planet filled with people. Now, mentally zoom in, first to our continent, then to our country, next to our state, then your city, then the building or car where you are right now. God sees you, right where you are. Ponder that fact as we listen to this song together.
Lord, I'm hungry for you. Hungry, I come to you, for I know you satisfy. I am empty, but I know your love does not run dry. So I wait for you. So I wait for you. I'm falling on my knees, offering all of me. Jesus, you're all this heart is living for. Lord, I'm falling on my knees, offering all of me. Jesus, you're all this heart is living for. Jesus, you're all this heart is living.
Today's scripture reading is from Psalm 54. We will be reading from the NIV version. I will be reading it in Spanish first and then in English. Salmo 54, Nueva Traducción Viviente. Ven con tu gran poder, oh Dios, y rescátame. Defiéndeme con tu poder. Escucha mi oración, oh Dios. Presta atención a mi ruego. Pues me atacan desconocidos. Gente violenta trata de matarme. No les importa a Dios en lo más mínimo. Pero Dios es mi ayudador. El Señor me mantiene con vida. Que los planes malvados de mis enemigos se tornen en su contra. Haz lo que prometiste y acaba con ellos. Sacrificaré una ofrenda voluntaria a ti. Alabaré tu nombre, porque es bueno, oh Señor. Pues me libraste de mis dificultades y me ayudaste a triunfar sobre mis enemigos. Save me, O God, by your name. Vindicate me by your might. Hear my prayer, O God. Listen to the words of my mouth. Arrogant foes are attacking me. Ruthless people are trying to kill me. People without regard for God. Surely God is my help. The Lord is the one who sustains me. Let evil recoil on those who slander me. In your faithfulness, destroy them. I will sacrifice a freewill offering to you. I will praise your name, Lord, for it is good. You have delivered me from all my troubles, and my eyes have looked in triumph on my foes. Let's take a few moments and reflect. What is the psalmist asking God for? How does he describe God? How does this psalm relate to your life today? In this passage, we can see that David is going through a difficult time. You can sense the desperation in his words. He recognizes that God has the power to help him. He knows that God cares for him and is willing to rescue him from his enemies. David is not only bringing his problems and needs to God. He is certain that God hears his prayer and is capable of providing what he needs in that moment of desperation and distress. He recognizes that he cannot fight his enemies on his own. He needs God. David finishes the psalm with thanksgiving. He thanks God for his goodness, and he promises to worship his name. Like David, we all face difficult times in our lives. Today, let's bring our worries and distress to God. Let's open our hearts like David did and recognize that we cannot do it alone. We need God. Let's approach him with certainty, knowing that he loves us and he cares for us. I encourage you to take some time today to remember his goodness and to put your trust in him who sustains you. Let's give him thanks for what he is doing in our lives, and let's worship his name because he is good. Let's spend our last few minutes together in prayer. We'll have three prayer prompts. Each will be followed by some time for you to speak to God. This psalm reminds us that we serve a good God. What are some ways that God has been good to you? Spend a few moments thanking him for his goodness. What do you need God to save you from right now? Maybe it's a situation, a thought pattern, or even an enemy. Present your requests to the God who hears you. Who do you know that needs to be delivered from trouble? Present this person or people to God. Amen. Thanks for joining us today. If you know someone who would be encouraged by today's episode, feel free to share with them. Also, make sure you are subscribed to the Before Church podcast on iTunes or Spotify, so you never miss an episode. We hope to see you next Thursday for a weekly liturgy.